previously on We Are More Than the Podcast.
I seen TDJ say, a lot of y'all not successful because y'all don't want to give up no percentage. If I got four people in the room working with me and I make it feel like I need all the percentage and y'all ain't got nothing to work towards, then what?
Right.
Now, if we all got a percentage, we all gonna have like, this got to get out here.
Right.
Because we not going to get paid. We going to be broke. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And that, I mean, to piggyback off of that, that was my whole mindset about even creating the indie label.
Yeah.
Creating it was solely based off of me being able to, have the artist benefit from what it is that they wanted to accomplish.
Right.
So in doing that, I said, you get the lion's share because what you kill, you eat.
Right.
You would think that would make someone want to work harder toward you. Not a chance. Yeah. Not a chance. So you played the label game before, haven't you?
Yeah.
How did that go? I bet you you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out. You keep talking, I'ma give you some.
Just keep running and running and running. One with the right people.
Okay.
Like you say, you know, a lot of people don't have the same ambitions and dreams as you do. And if they're not as dedicated as you are, you're going to be the one doing all the work.
Okay.
You know, kind of, you know, you're going to be the one carrying people on your back, so to speak. And it ain't but so far you can walk before your back breaks. So.
Right. So, yeah. So playing a label game.
And I've also been in situations where I just wasn't ready.
Okay.
Like I wasn't the one putting in the work like I should have been. So it's been that's why the time is now, because I've been through them situations and I know I got what it takes now. It ain't a mental thing it ain't a hurdle I got to jump over anymore.
Okay. What's the biggest thing that's changed for you from then until now? Other than growing
patience.
Up?
Patience. Patience.
Okay.
Patience.
In what way?
360. Because there was none before.
Okay.
I expected to see immediate, results from my work. I wanted it right then, and I wasn't trying to wait for nothing. And when it didn't happen exactly when I wanted it to happen, then I was, I was heartbroken. You know what I'm saying? The biggest letdown. You know, like, I ain't going to say depression, but you can kind of say depression. Like, you put
not
that much into
but
it.
Depressed.
Yeah, right. Definitely depressed about it. So, it took I don't say I quit music for a while, but I definitely, after those failures, I would take a step back, and each time I took a further step back.
Okay.
Every time, so yeah, that's why my mind state is where it is now.
Okay. So that being the additive to your life is patience.
Right.
So you water, you plant, you water.
Mm-hmm.
God's responsible for growth.
Right.
So
being present in the now.
The best ability is availability.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being consistent. So what's been the biggest change for you from when you started it, which I think is crazy. You said something earlier and I'm a circle back around to it real quick in answering this question. You got to where you were on accident. Mm-hmm. And then now you're putting yourself in a position to do it on purpose. So what was the biggest thing that changed for you from then until now in order for you to really pursue?
It was like, because I used to be in the streets, I used to get a lot of money. So it was like, imagine being able to make a phone, because around then when I was doing videos with Dolph and Gates, now I'm paying little or nothing, because it was like some of the same people was pushing on music.
Right.
So, but it's like, how you want to be flashy. You don't matter if you get your taxes or you get $1,000. You want to be flashy. You go get that outfit. You go to the club. So in my head, it was like I was making money when I was doing music. I love to do music. But at the same time, I was looking around like it was competition, dropping the best videos. Want to do this with Gates. Want to do this with Dolph. But not realizing I'm dropping content.
Right.
It was more of a guerrilla move. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like trying to get stuff done. And then... Man, we all gonna leave here one day, so none of that stuff matters. So it's like, now it's more like out of love. I love to do music.
Okay.
Back then, you trying to, man, how much for a feature, man? I come down there, right there. But now it's more like, you might be in the right place at the right time, catch the right vibe with the right people, do the songs, and people only see the song come out later, but they don't realize Oh man, they was just kicking it and just made a song. And that's how it really go though.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it really go. So it's like I was doing stuff, getting paid shows, stuff like that, not realizing what I was doing.
Right.
And I'm be honest, I'm gonna say this out loud in front of everybody. Like the feds, they said something to me that stuck with me. It was like, I made money off shows, I made money off music, I made money off booking artists. And when they told me in the room, it was like, we looking at you ain't make no money off this. Dang. And it kind of pissed me off, but it was a good thing, because when them saying that, let me know I ain't have all my business situated.
Right.
I might have went over here and got $5,000 for a show, but it wasn't going in no business account showing money going towards these flyers. I was just doing everything cash. So now it's like, if I do it right this time, same thing, but showing my money going, showing making money back from shows, you know, doing this, doing that. It's like trying to go get a house with get a bank loan for a house. You got to show them you got a job, how you make your money.
Right.
So you got to show these people, like, and once they see you and they check into you and they're like, man, this man worth about $10 million on his own independently. You ain't got to ask for no record deal, because now they're going to come to you. They trying to figure out what they can give you become a part of you.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's just like a bad female. You know, you see her get out of Benz going, you, hey, shout it. And she keep walking. You really finna do a lot to try to get
right to try to get her attention.
So,
yeah.
So if a label, you know, you a label, you go sit in the office with an artist and he listening to you, like, yeah, man, we got $1 million right now. He be like, bro, I'm good, bro. Like, I make. Now you gotta huddle up.
Like, hold on.
He be like, hold on now. What kind of money he really seeing? Right. What did he know? Mm. Especially if he sit in the room and say, man, I'm gonna be a billionaire in 5 years. Now you gotta figure out how to get in there with him.
Yeah. So what's funny is, and I told people, if I were ever to sign to a major, I don't want to sign, but I want them to make me an employee. And the reason why I said that is, if you sign me for $1 million loan,
mm-hmm. yes,
which is what it is,
yeah.
you sign me for $1 million loan, you've got creative control of what it is that I do. I got to abide by what the A&R say, so forth and so on. And I'm not going to see another dime until you've recouped your mill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you make me an employee, make me an employee for like $200,000.
Yeah, maybe.
Where I still get creative control and this, and this.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm getting money from your payroll versus you taking out a loan on me.
Right.
Giving me that loan and then me not seeing shit else until. Yeah. I'm like, just make me an employee of what it is you're doing. Like, yeah. Kelvin is hired by Sony. Not I got a loan from Sony.
Yeah.
So that was always my, I'm willing to take less to be an employee of than take more to where that may be the last thing that I see. Because now I got to make this a meal stretch. Mm-hmm. Where that 150, you're talking 6 years. I'm where I was when you wanted to sign me. Mm-hmm. But now, instead of it just being Sony looking at me, it's someone else mm-hmm. wanting to hire me versus me being loaned out. So yeah. that's
a smart way to.
That's my mind frame.
I look at it like this. Give me what I asked for is money. But before that, I got to know your resources, your reach.
Right.
And then I need... we gonna have to have a contract that was you can't come in with me.
Hold up.
And anything was to happen, all this go to my kids and close ones, percentages right. and stuff like that. Yeah. But now, you know, that's gonna make them protect the situation. Mm-hmm. If you can slap me what I want on the table and your resources, your reach is big, and we doing, I don't care if it's $1 billion, I know I can turn Reese to $100 million person.
Right.
Because we gonna got too much money to invest in all kind of stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So whatever he need, get it going. But at the same time, I'll be 50-50 with these people. So they mess with me, they mess with you, they mess with you, they mess with me.
Right.
If somebody was smart, they'll do a label with Donald Trump. Yeah, because you know the feds ain't gonna take you messing with them. Right. We slapping cases on everybody.
But now, so I know, and this has just been a good conversation. We're gonna have to do this again. I know. Absolutely. We do have work to do. What are some things that you've got coming?
Well, I'm finally gonna release this production project,
which took forever.
Yeah, man, it's been a decade, my bad.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I still got all them songs. So, but yeah, that's you know what's after working with Birdie, and I got a, another artist I'm working with, Kilo, and I still rock with Dro Montana. That's Dro is the first artist that I did a project from start to finish, completed it, marketed it, and she's the first artist that ever listened to what I said, and now she's flying now, you know what I'm saying? But the production project, after I finished working with them, and you know, we'll see where it goes after that, but after them, I'm putting everything into me.
Okay.
You know, and of course I'm working with Jason and his label too, at the studio, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason got his own thing going.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, he's the next Jason. I ain't gonna say next Jacob the Jeweler, but he the next.
Jason the Jeweler.
Yeah. So, you know, I still got my hands in the water.
Okay.
You know, I'm still gonna be, you know, I just got the patience this time. It don't have to hit right then. As long as it's going, I know it's gonna be heard.
Okay. I'm gonna start calling you the new James St. Patrick.
What?
And the reason why I say that is because you don't mind being the one that cultivates.
Right.
Like, and that's hard to find in people, where it's, yo, I got the talent, so I wanna be the front man. Everybody who has the it to make something go doesn't necessarily have the it to be in front.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you don't mind just kind of sitting back and Jerry Jam and Jimmy Lewis.
And
kind of, you know, just playing the scene.
Right.
Like that, and again, I go back to Pharrell, and I don't know why I got into this habit of, when I go to Apple Music and I'm playing my music, I always look who wrote the song,
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of songs that just has Pharrell's name on it.
Yeah.
And he did the whole show.
Yeah.
The hook, the music,
yeah,
the engineering, the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it was performed by this person.
Right.
JD, same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it takes a lot in order for someone to, well, actually doesn't take a lot. They're kingmakers, and then they're people who built for it. Mm-hmm. Who's built for it? Yep. So, any words of wisdom?
Yeah, Bertie? Shout out to you, man. Hey, you doing it right? Shout out to you. Shout out to Guru. Shout out to everybody that's working. It's a documentary on the way, called Comfortably Uncomfortable. Got me and Guru in it. My social media. Birdie O'Jesus. That's BIRDDIE OGEEZUS. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. YouTube. All that. I mean, just search that name, man. But make sure you check out that documentary. That's going to be on Tubi, Hulu, Amazon, a whole bunch of other stuff.
When,
man,
is it dropping?
It dropped about 2 to 3 weeks. We on Godspeed. I heard Jay-Z say this for real. Man, this type of artist I used to be. You ever made a song and be like, I gotta get it out there, but the streets gonna mess with this one. You know, or I gotta get this out there. Yeah. You know, when you're younger, and then you drop it and like 200, 500 people like it, and then it's like, you got 8 billion people in the world that haven't heard it.
Right.
So I ain't dropping no more music for 500 people. So it's like, you know, when I do the, what I'm gonna do.
Right.
And I ain't saying to discourage no artists.
No. You just telling the truth.
Yeah, if you go drop it, man, drop it right. I don't care if you gotta walk around and show 1,000 people.
Yeah.
That's real shit.
It's unlimited. A gram is $10 a gram. An album is $10. You got unlimited grams. If you walk around like, yo, buy this right quick, buy this. Out of a million people, you could get 900,000 no's, 100,000 years, and you got 100,000 times $10. But I ain't gonna get too much gain. You know, I'm gonna charge y'all $5,000. You know what I'm saying?
you in the school of the game is to be sold, not told.
I'm
opposite. The game is to be told, not sold.
Man, however, we need to do some music together, bro.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. I was gonna hit you up with that off script, because I got some I got a bunch of open verses right now, like, so for sure. But yeah, I'm in the school of the game is to be told, not sold, because I can give you the entire game, but if you don't have the want to, all you got is information that I gave you. So, and it's not a thing where if I give you the game and you eat out of my pot. No, I gave you the game, a kitchen, a pot, fix your food, and then run with it.
That's real.
So, but a lot of people are intimidated by that. A lot of people are like, nah, you know, I ain't gonna tell you everything. Why not? Because they don't have the drive you got. Ain't shit they can do with it.
I tell a lot of young people around me stuff because I don't care. Whichever one do it. Right. And I catch them blowing up, I ain't asking for nothing. I come knock on the door. If you become $100 million, whoever, off of the information I gave you, on my birthday, I need a Hellcat and I need a 6-bedroom house. That's all I'm saying. Don't be stingy because the information runs free.
That's it. That's bad, though, ain't it? You got $100 million, you can spend money cool.
Yeah. $300,000. That's all I'm asking for. All right. Any words?
Nah, man. Shout out to everybody who I ever worked with, man. I still rock with everybody, man.
Give them your information, man, so you can record them.
Give them socials.
Yeah.
It's still Gat Beyond That. I'm Gat still the Gat, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just Guru now, but Gat Beyond That, GATBEONTHAT, everywhere. So you can inbox me. I ain't too much to get out my numbers nowadays, but
inbox him now, because once this documentary drop, he's going up.
But you know, it don't matter if he gave you his number today or not. Shit's gonna change tomorrow. It's gonna change yet again. I get this number at least 4 more months.
Nah, I've had this one a little while. I've had this one over a year now, man.
Over a year? Like I said, 4 more months. Well, yeah, man. I appreciate y'all rocking with me. I know we got work to do. We definitely got work to do. We damn sure got work to do. You gonna test my pen. Whether
we record something today. What's up?
Shit, you ain't say nothing slick to a can of oil. We'll see what's up for sure. Right. But it's been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. We out.
Start with the same song. Well, okay, thank you for being patient. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but I needed a little heat and time to give you greatness. Uh-huh. Come on, let's get it shaking. Come on. They say I think that I'm never wrong. Maybe they right. They say that they want to shine. I need to dim my light. They say, forget what they time out. You know who they talking to. Stop playing with me and go find you something safe to do. Candyman told me to tell you keep my name out your mouth, or you gon' have to watch for the hook.
Look at him shook.
You may not like it, but you gon' love it. Mama told me I'm handsome. Give me a moment. It's about to get ugly. I bet.
I bet you don't want none. A look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out. You keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running and running. I bet you.
I'm 3-piece suited up wearing Stacy Adams. Woo. That you won't get cut or stumped out by a pair of some Allen Edmonds. Keep thinking you're gangster. I'll send some gangsters to really test you. See me no tough guy.
Nah.
See me no tough talk.
Nah.
But me the man, so I shook you better than I could talk it. Walk it like I stepped in the building. Then told him I own it. A little arrogant.
Probably.
Would you be mad at me?
Obviously.
Come on, stand next to me. But you can't stand next to me. I'm like that. I built the city from like jungles that. They plant me at. I tried to tell you that I'm a product of my environment. They treat me like an animal.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
I bet you don't.